And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi, Eugene.
Oh, greetings, Miss Parker.
Camilla. What are you doing?
Doing?
You're just standing here in the middle of the park.
Oh, on the contrary. I'm not merely standing here. I am basking in the glory of an exquisite day. And it appears as if all of creation is enjoying it as much as I am. Behold, an American robin feeding her young. And a western meadowlark. If only I had my binoculars.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll see you later.
Oh, my. A mourning dove. How sad the gentle cry of this beloved peaceful bird. Sweet dove.
Eugene, I don't think it wants you to...
Yes, I hear your plaintive cry.
Wow! I've never seen a bird do that before. It's like it was aiming straight for your head.
That was extremely odd.
Look out! Here it comes again!
Well, there must be some... mistake! Doves are supposed to be peaceful. Miss Parker, take cover! I've never tried outrunning a bird before!
I guess nature was enjoying the day for different reasons than he was.
Hi, Camilla!
Hi, Susie!
What's Eugene doing in that bush?
Oh, he was being attacked by a dove.
That's weird.
So, who's this?
My new puppy.
He's yours? You got a puppy? Oh, he's so cute. What's his name?
He's Spats.
Hi, Spats. Aw, he's beautiful.
You should get one. The Flanagan family has a whole litter. They're giving them away to good families.
Really? Oh, I'd love to get a dog. I'll ask my parents.
Do you really think they'll let you have one?
Why not?
Why not? Where do I even begin to answer that question?
But Daddy...
First and foremost, it's a bad idea.
Why? Lots of people have dogs.
Oh, that's right, Camilla. Lots of people have all kinds of pets. But you've obviously forgotten the Parker family history.
What history?
Let me recall it for you. But before I do, let's make sure the whole family is present for this. Matthew! Come here, please. Olivia?
Yeah? Is it time for dinner?
No. Family meeting. Gather around. Ava, can you hear all right?
I'm good. Just let me get this out of the oven.
Sure. Okay, I'm reminding Camilla about pets. Olivia, you had that hamster. What was his name?
Oh, Mr. Cheeks.
Mr. Cheeks. And what happened to him?
Matthew killed him.
Wow. I did not.
Yes, you did. You hooked up a spinning wheel to power that reading lamp next to your bed.
And it worked. I got an A on that for my science project.
Yeah, and Mr. Cheeks died from exhaustion.
That's not true. It's an urban legend.
Then how did he die?
He had a heart attack from all those little chocolate candies you kept feeding him.
Did not.
Too much cholesterol.
Okay, the point is, he died. Probably of unnatural causes.
Okay, so that's one case.
Yeah,
and here's another. The rabbit. What was his name?
Whiteout.
Mm-hmm, and what became of him?
He escaped from his cage.
And?
Olivia left the refrigerator door open.
You do not know that I left the door open.
But you did.
Well, somebody did. Somebody did, and then what happened?
Whiteout climbed in to get something to eat.
Right, and the door closed, and...
He caught a cold.
He was in there for 4 hours. It was more than a cold.
Yeah, but that was a fluke accident.
Yeah.
Right, and your mother made me buy a new refrigerator.
Yeah, I wasn't going to eat any of that food after a rabbit had been sniffing around in it. They're rodents, and he turned out to be a dead rodent, right in the middle of my Caesar salad.
Ew!
Oh, and who here remembers the goldfish?
Oh, thank you, Lester.
Dead within 6 weeks. Oh, and that turtle.
Pokey!
Mm-hmm, his demise?
Drowned in the bathtub.
Hey, at least Mom didn't make you buy a new bathtub.
And then there was that frog.
Pickles! That wasn't my fault. Mom sat on him.
Well, what was he doing loose and on the kitchen chair?
You called us all for dinner. He thought he was part of the family.
Yeah. I am not taking blame for that frog.
Oh, no, this isn't about blame. The point is that this family and pets of any kind are a bad mix. I'm amazed the SPCA hasn't gotten a restraining order on us.
But that's not fair.
For us or for the poor creatures who've died at our hands?
But those pets belong to everyone else. I'll take care of my pet.
Pet? What pet?
No. I want to get a puppy.
Oh. We're getting a puppy? Cool.
No, we are not getting a puppy.
What kind is it? A Labrador.
No.
Oh, they're so cute.
Okay, don't get yourself so worked up. We are not getting a dog.
But it's That's not fair.
I'm sorry, sweetie, but as your father just pointed out, we're a bad mix. I won't be responsible for the demise of another animal.
And I don't think you're old enough to take responsibility for a puppy.
Yes, I am.
I know how this works. When you get tired of taking care of it, I'll be the one stuck with it.
Aww.
All right, everyone. Dinner's ready.
Yay!
Let's eat.
Starving.
Oh, this looks delicious.
Did you wash your hands?
Can you pass the rice?
What's for dessert?
Rice pudding.
Yes. Ooh.
Okay, let's pray.
Dad, can I say grace?
Sure. Go ahead, Camilla.
Dear God, thank you for this meal. Thank you for our family, and please take away our family curse and help me to be more responsible so I can get a puppy. Amen.
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 Camilla?
Yes, Dad.
Sweetie, we're not cursed.
Then I can get a dog?
No!
Then how about this? If I can prove I'm responsible, can I get one?
Let's just drop it for now, okay?
Okay. For now. Let's eat.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's eat. Make sure you cut it.
Come on, Matthew. Wait till you see Susie's puppy.
All right, I'm coming. I don't think they're gonna go away if we're 5 minutes late.
Hurry! Wait, did you hear that?
Yeah, it sounds like a baby bird.
Hey, look, it is a baby bird.
It must have fallen out of a nest. But what nest?
I don't see one. There isn't even a tree near here. You suppose he's an orphan?
I'm not sure. He looks too young to be learning to fly.
Well, we can't just leave him here. What are we going to do?
Beats me. We're closest to Wit's End. Mr. Whitaker will know what to do.
Good morning.
Good morning. Eugene?
Yes, Miss Kendall?
What are you doing?
Doing about what?
You're wearing a football helmet.
Well observed.
Why?
To avoid the pain of being accosted by another bird.
Really?
Yes. I don't know what I've done to offend them, but they have been coming after me in full force.
One came after you yesterday.
On the way here, and another attacked me on the way home.
Really?
Another dove, to be specific.
Well, you should take that helmet off. You're going to scare the kids.
Hmm? Oh, what?
Hi, Matthew. Hi, Camilla. What are you two doing?
What's that noise?
Oh, we found a baby bird, and we don't know what to do with him.
Huh. It's not a dove, is it? Where's my helmet?
Well, calm down, Eugene. It's tiny, whatever it is.
See?
Oh. It appears you have acquired an infant, Kyanakita cristata. A baby blue jay.
Oh. Hey, you shouldn't be touching the bird, right? Won't the mom reject it if it smells like a human?
That's what I said.
Actually, that's an unfounded legend.
That's what I thought.
Regardless, you should endeavor to return this bird to its nest at once, where it has the optimal chance for survival.
We don't know where its nest is.
The poor thing was lying on the sidewalk.
Oh, a nestling. That's unfortunate. Without anyone to take responsibility for this creature, it could die. Look, see the way he opens his mouth like that? It means he's probably... He bit me!
Well, there's another species of bird that doesn't like you, Eugene.
Yes.
Right?
Matthew, do you know what this means?
Eugene has to get rabies shots?
What? Birds can't carry rabies.
No, I'm talking about my prayer. Last night, if I show responsibility for taking care of something, maybe I can get a puppy.
You think God gave you this bird so you could get a puppy?
Maybe. Why not?
Well, that's an interesting theological view.
But animals don't survive in our house, Camilla.
This one will. You'll see. So will Mom and Dad. I'll break the curse.
Curse? What curse?
It's a family thing.
Yeah. Let's go. I can't wait to show Mom and Dad.
Oh, hi, hun. How was work?
Long. I was in an endless meeting. Where are the kids?
Oh, Olivia's upstairs and...
Mom, Dad, we found a baby blue jay on the sidewalk and it was so small and we couldn't find its nest. So I think God wants me to take care of it.
Oh. Wait, what?
And it bit Eugene and now he might have bird rabies, but I think he's just hungry.
Eugene's hungry?
So can we keep it?
Wait a minute.
Hey, what's going on?
We found a baby bird, see?
Oh, he's kind of cute. in a bald, disgusting sort of way.
Okay, I don't think it's a good idea to keep this bird. It really needs to be with its mother.
Yes.
But that's the problem. We can't find his mother or his nest.
And we couldn't just leave it to die on the sidewalk.
I'll call the rescue shelter. Maybe they'll take
it. But Dad, why can't we keep it?
Camilla, we talked about this earlier.
But this is the answer to my prayer. Maybe this is God's way of teaching me.
But, sweetheart, you don't know anything about raising a baby bird.
I could learn. How hard could it be? Please, Dad. Oh, please, oh, please.
I'll help too, Dad.
I'll serve as an observer and advice giver.
Oh, thanks, guys. Olivia.
Well, that was easy.
What happened?
I talked to the local shelter, and they said that no one takes baby birds.
See, Dad? He's going to die if we don't do something.
But, Camilla, raising a bird is a lot of work, and you'll need to...
Okay,
listen. You'll have to learn what to feed him and how often. He'll need a nest of some sort.
We can make
and
one.
There's a point when he'll have to learn how to fly and then leave.
We can teach him.
Yeah.
That's all if he lives that long.
What? Dad!
I'm sorry, sweetheart, but I want you to be prepared for that possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with this family's track record.
It won't happen. I'm going to break our pet curse.
We don't have a pet. Who said we're cursed?
Everybody.
Okay. Just remember... You're taking on this responsibility, so no matter how difficult it gets, you have to see it through. You got it?
I got it. I promise.
Oh, I'll get it.
So what is he gonna eat?
Well, I don't know.
What do you think he likes?
Oh, buenos dias, Mrs. Parker.
Hi, Wooten.
I got your mail right here. This one package was just a little big for the mailbox.
Oh.
Hey, maybe Wooten knows.
Yeah.
Well, I never did before, but there's a first time for everything. What is it?
About baby birds.
Whoa, you have one of those?
Come on in, Wooten.
Okay. Hey, how great is that? You know, I raised a baby bird once.
We needed help, and Wooten came to the door. Is this God or what?
Okay, I wouldn't go that
so
far.
Not so fast.
You raised a bird, Wooten?
Oh, sure. When I lived in Alaska, he was a great horned owl named Dr. What.
Dr. What?
Yeah, exactly. Dr. Who would have been a better name, but I think it's trademarked.
If you know about baby birds, then maybe you can tell us what to feed them.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I know baby owls like partially digested mice, which aren't too bad once you get past the fur. No, just kidding. I didn't actually eat any mice. I don't even know any. I'd say that your bird would probably appreciate something with a lot of protein like grubs or beetles.
Ew! I am not chewing beetles for any bird.
We could put them in the blender.
Ew!
No, you can't.
Yeah, she's probably right, but you could substitute those with ground beef or maybe dog food, which is kind of weird when you think about it. I mean, a bird eating dog food. But then again, I did have an Irish setter named Artichoke who used to eat bird seed. He was a bird dog.
Now that is funny.
It is, why?
Hey, Mom, can we go to the store and get some dog food?
We have ground beef. Let's just use that.
Thanks, Wooten.
Oh, sure, you guys, anytime. Hey, have fun with your bird, and remember to take a lot of naps whenever you can.
Naps? What do you mean?
Oh, yeah, because, you know, most baby birds eat, like, every 23 minutes from sunrise to sunset.
You're kidding.
He must be.
Nope.
Are you sure you want to do this, Camilla?
Yeah!
Well, I hope it turns out okay.
By the way, what happened to your horned owl?
Oh, he died.
What?
Yeah, him.
Thanks, Wooten. See you later.
Oh, yeah, okay, right, bye.
My bird won't die. I won't let him die. I'll do whatever it takes.
Camilla?
Hey, little bird. Aw, you're hungry again? Okay.
Good thing it's Saturday. I'm not sure how you're going to do this on a school day.
Maybe I can take him in and make him my project.
Well, I don't think your teacher would appreciate that. Feeding him every 23 minutes while she's trying to have class may be a little disruptive.
Then what will I do?
I guess you'll have to figure that out. He's your responsibility, right?
Right.
Well, hi, Camilla. Matthew, where have you two been all day?
I've been taking care of my bird.
We've been taking care of our bird.
You only fed him once.
Well, that's something.
Well, is this the bird you found out of its nest? Connie told me about that.
He has to eat every 20 minutes. I don't have time to do anything else but feed him.
Oh, just think, if you were its mother, you'd have to spend that 20 minutes finding food.
All you have to do is go to the kitchen.
Yeah, but I'm exhausted just doing that. I thought that taking care of a baby bird would be easy, but he just wants to eat all the time. And it's not like I can play with him. He's not like a puppy.
Well, it's better to practice on something small. Maybe you'll break the curse.
Whoa, did you say curse?
Yeah, the Parker family pet curse.
Well, what does that mean?
All of our pets die for one reason or another.
Yeah, but you're calling it a curse. Is that the word your parents use?
No, we made it up. But it is a curse.
Well, actually, it isn't. There's no such thing as curses.
There isn't?
No, not the way you mean it. I mean, we sometimes use a word like curse in the same way we say good luck or bad luck. They're words we use for things we like or don't like, but they aren't real.
Then my bird won't die?
Oh, I didn't say that.
But he will die if we can't figure out how to take care of him during the week.
Oh, yeah. He has to eat all day, and I don't have anyone to feed him. Dad works, and Mom is doing her nursing stuff at the clinic.
Oh, I think there's an easy answer to that.
There is?
Sure. Bring him here. We'll take care of him while you're at school.
You will?
Of course. Drop him by on your way to school, and you can pick him up after.
That's great, Mr. Whitaker. Thank you.
Are you sure? I don't think Eugene is a big fan of birds right now.
Oh, don't worry about Eugene. I'm sure he'll be happy to help out.
No, Mr. Whitaker, anything but that.
Oh, come on, Eugene. It's just a baby bird.
I don't know, Whit. Eugene isn't getting along with birds these days.
Well, I thought you sorted that out. Did you say you researched why those birds were attacking you?
Indeed. Apparently, some species of birds get very protective of their nests during their baby-making season. I must have done something in the park to scare them at precisely the wrong time. Now they have it in for me, to use the colloquialism.
It's all right. I'll help you take care of the baby bird.
Thank you, Connie.
Please don't feel that I'm in any way attempting to be derelict in my duties here, but you have no idea what it feels like to be swooped upon like that. I'm even considering draconian measures.
What kind of measures?
Draconian, meaning extreme.
I know what it means, but I don't know what you mean.
Oh, well, I spoke to a specialist who suggested that the birds may be attracted to my hair.
Ew. Mm.
You know, for their nests.
Oh.
So I'm considering getting rid of it.
Getting rid of what?
My hair. All of it.
You're kidding. You'd shave your head?
Well, only if necessary. I can't look any worse than wearing a football helmet en route to work every day.
That I've got to see.
Now, Connie.
Well, I'll bring in some hair clippers.
Well, let's hope it won't come to that.
Whitaker?
Oh, hi, Camilla.
How's Dexter?
Who?
Dexter, my bird. Is he okay?
Oh, he's fine. But you're right. Feeding him every 20 minutes isn't easy. Are you sure you're up for this for another couple of weeks?
2 weeks?
That's how long it should take for a bird his size to learn to fly.
Oh, well, sure. I said I would, to prove that I can be responsible. So that's what I'll do.
Well, good for you. I'll go get Dexter.
Thanks, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, wait. Be gone, alien creature.
What's going on?
Yikes!
Eugene, are you all right?
That's it. It's more than a man can stand. I've had enough.
What?
The birds. I'm going to eliminate their reason for attack. Miss Kendall! Miss Kendall! Bring out the clippers!
Are you sure about this, Eugene?
Entirely. If this is what it takes to walk outside in peace, then I'm willing to do it. Proceed, Miss Kendall.
Okay. Don't blame me after it's done.
I take full responsibility.
Okay. Here goes. Hair today, gone tomorrow.
What?
Never mind. Thank you.
Well, kids, how are things with your bird?
Great. Mr. Whitaker took care of him while I was at school, and I've been feeding him ever since.
I fed him once.
Me too. I'll get it. Maggie Blake is supposed to drop off a book for me.
Go ahead, Olivia. Did I hear that you've named him?
Dexter.
Interesting name, though I wish you hadn't named him.
But why not?
Well, naming him adds to your attachment, and you remember you're not keeping him. He has to be taught to fly and let go.
I know, but I'll be comforted by our new puppy.
What new puppy?
The one I'll get because I was so responsible with Dexter.
Well, now wait a minute. We never agreed to that.
But why can't I? You've seen how responsible I am.
Well, yes, you've done an amazing job, but Look, Camilla, I don't want you to get your hopes up about a puppy.
But, Dad!
Hey, look! Wooten's here!
Oh, hi, Wooten!
I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were eating. I was just on my way home, and I thought I'd see how your baby bird was doing.
Oh, he's doing great, oh. Yeah. He's in the box in the living room if you want to go look.
Okay.
His name's Dexter, by the way.
Oh, I love that name, Matthew. You know, I had a moose that came to our backyard all the time that I called Dexter.
Mm. Why did you call him Dexter?
Oh, you know, because the word Dexter is Latin for right-handed. Anyway, I'll just peek in on the little fella for a minute if you don't mind.
Of course not. Go right ahead.
Dad, mm-hmm. What does being right-handed have to do with being a moose?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Me either.
Mm-mm. Okay, anyway, about that puppy.
No, oh, Camilla, I think we should really talk about it.
I'm sorry to bother you folks, but Dexter is barely moving.
What?
Yeah, I think something's wrong with your bird.
Nobody panic.
Oh, no. Is he alive?
He's breathing, kinda.
Mom, Dad! Do something!
Well, I don't know what to do. Wooten?
I would try beak-to-beak resuscitation, but I'm afraid I might blow him up.
Wait! Maggie Blake's dad is a veterinarian. Should I call him?
Well, I know Bill. I'll give him a call.
Oh, Dexter.
Oh, sweetie, there's nothing you can do right now. We'll have to wait.
I know what to do. I can pray.
Yeah.
Well, I just got off the phone with Bill Blake. He said that there's not a whole lot we can do for Dexter. Just make him comfortable and try to feed him if we can.
This is all my fault. I shouldn't have left him.
Oh, he was only as far as the living room, Camilla. And you had to eat dinner.
It doesn't matter. Oh, if anything happens to him...
I'm sorry, Camilla.
He'll get better. I believe he will. I'm going to pray and keep praying. All night if I have to. Come on, Dexter. You can do it. Fight to live. Do you hear me? Fight to live.
Camilla.
Hmm? Dad?
Oh, I fell asleep. Dexter!
He's still breathing. Have you been able to feed him?
No, he won't eat.
Look, it's 3 a.m. I don't think there's anything else you can do. You should go to bed.
No, Dad, I can't. I have to stay with him and pray.
Sweetheart, even with prayer, it's possible he won't make it.
Because of the curse?
Curse?
A curse with pets.
There's no such thing as curses.
But there has to be a curse. Why else is this happening?
Well, it's happening because baby birds rarely survive when people try to take care of them.
But this one has to live. Don't you see? God gave him to me to be responsible. And if he dies, then...
If he dies, then he dies. That's the way it works sometimes.
Then what was the point of me helping him?
The point? One point is that you're a loving and compassionate person who saw a need and tried to meet it. I'm proud of you for that. Whatever else happens, well, that's God's business.
But I'm praying for Dexter.
And that's good. Whether Dexter lives or dies, we hold on to our faith in God, and we don't become superstitious about things like curses. Do you understand?
Yeah, Dad, I do.
Okay. You're going to stay here?
Uh-huh.
All right. Good night, sweetheart.
Good night, Daddy, and thanks for coming down. See you in the morning.
Good morning, Camilla.
Good morning, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, dear. Is something wrong? Where's Dexter?
He passed away last night.
I'm terribly sorry to hear that. How are you doing?
I'm sad. Do you believe that God wants everything that happens to us to teach us something?
Sure. Why? Do you think you learned something from this experience?
Yeah, I learned that responsibility isn't easy.
Anything else?
Well, doing our best doesn't always mean things will happen the way we want. Sometimes God has other plans.
That's a hard lesson, Camilla, but an important one.
Mr. Whitaker, I... Oh, hello, Camilla.
Hi, Eugene.
Is there something wrong?
Well, what happened to your hair?
Oh, happily, I decided that hair is for the birds.
Huh?
I have donated it to assure my safety, and through it, my enemies are now my friends. Let peace reign once again in Odyssey's fair parks.
Oh, I don't get it. The birds keep swooping at my head.
Oh, no. Miss Candle, bring the clippers.
What?
Well, that was certainly an exciting adventure. I'm glad Eugene's finally flying free of his hairy burden.
Chris.
What?
What are you doing?
What can I say? I'm winging it.
Right. Could you wrap it up? We need to fly the coop, okay?
Okay. Well, anyway, in between the dive-bombing birds, the family curses, and wild hair clippers, I hope you noticed what Mr. Parker said about God knowing what's best. In fact, there's a verse in Matthew 10 that fits today's show perfectly. Jesus says that not one sparrow falls to the ground without God knowing about it. Then he says, you're worth more than many sparrows. Just as Camilla was holding that little bird in her hands today, the Creator is holding us in His hands. And that's the best place for us to be. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. For the Birds was written by Phil Walton and Paul McCusker, and directed by Paul McCusker, with sound design by Jonathan Crow. Crow! Birds! I'm sorry. Okay. Music by John Campbell. Dave Arnold is our executive producer. Our cast featured Sydney Schiattani as Camilla, Mark Evan Jackson as David, Will Ryan as Eugene, and Zach Callison as Matthew, along with Andre Stoika, Katie Lee, Jess Harnell, Amanda Troop, and Hope Levy. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.